Radio.com.
Tres Rios Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TresRiosSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted, to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at ManUpCrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
This is 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Introducing your host, Becky Christensen, and co-host Vicki Christensen-O'Shields. Presented to you by Boyd Gaming. Hey, let's ride.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is your host, Becky Christensen-Mastin. I hope that you are tuned in and ready for a great episode this week. I just want to first say thank you so much to all of our sponsors who make it possible for us to be here each and every week. I want to just first and foremost say thank you to Boyd Gaming for being our presenting sponsor. And I want to thank Tres Rios Silver for all their love and support. We also have Rodeo Spark Marketing, American Hats, and our newest sponsor that has come on board and is really helping us through the spring, and that's the Columbia River Circuit Pro Rodeo. And then, of course, 4 Radio and Field to Frame. So thanks so much for everything that everybody does to help us out. And Bobby Jean is off this week. She's busy. They had a great big auction, and so she is busy shipping things out this week and was unable to join us. But I do want to welcome to the show my co-host, my aunt, my beautiful, beautiful aunt from Texas, Miss Vicki Christensen-O'Shields. Vicki, how are you tonight?
Hey, Becky, I'm doing great. It's a Monday night. It's the start to a new week, and we are ready for a great wrap-up show.
Well, you know, it was a busy week, and if we can do a quick recap, last week we talked about how, well, it was my son's birthday, he turned 21, and I did manage to finagle some time. He gave me a call when I was lying lazy on the couch, resting from an injury, and decided he wanted to have dinner. So, of course, I rolled off the couch and went straight to him and had dinner with him for about an hour, and that was about the extent of seeing my 21-year-old this week. So that's recap number one. Recap number two, the Bulldogs did not pull out the win. It was such a wonderful game, except for the rest.
Darn. Yes.
Did you watch the game?
I know, it was heartbreaking. I mean, right down to the wire, and it's like Gonzaga. Oh.
Yeah, you know, at least they made it. We're Zag fans through and through up here, and you know, they beat themselves, and the refs didn't help play the game. So, whatever. It was great fun to watch until the last couple minutes. Hey, and one other thing I wanted to point out. And Vicki, did you realize that point guard was from Happy Valley, Oregon, on the Gonzaga Bulldogs?
Are you kidding me? Happy Valley?
Happy Valley,
Deja
Oregon.
Vu.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, our Christensen Brothers Ranch was in Happy Valley, Oregon. Happy Valley Road. And Christensen.
Exactly.
Off Happy Valley
Road. Wow, that's wild.
Yeah.
wild.
Yeah. Yeah, so pretty interesting. So that was the recap and extent of how that went the rest of the week. And, you know, I had a busy weekend in Auburn and over here at the Bronc Riding and Bareback Riding School that we went to. And Aunt Vicki, we're going to visit tonight and spend a little time recapping the fun weekend you had up in Fort Worth. And we're going to bring to the show none other than the most famous president of the Texas Cowboy Rodeo Hall of Fame, Mr. Mike Hudson. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am, Ms. Beck. Thank you.
Well, you are welcome. Thank you for coming on such short notice. I know we had originally planned to do a recap on some things, but we really wanted to focus on the inductees and everything that went on up there. So I am going to turn it over to you two for a few minutes and have you guys fill in our listeners all about this weekend and what transpired up at Fort Worth.
Well, thank you, Becky. Hud, bring everyone up to date. It was a great rodeo reunion and induction weekend.
It certainly was. For those that are not familiar with our organization, it's the Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame. It's been around 42 years now, so we're probably one of the oldest state organizations to recognize pro rodeo and cowboys and cowgirls from that particular state. One of our requirements to be nominated, to be considered, to be inducted is you don't have to be born in Texas, but you had to have a Texas address rodeoing for 12 years. So that's one of the requirements. You don't have to be a natural born Texan, but you have to be here or have a mailing address when you rodeo in Texas. But we were founded in 1975 by a gentleman named Johnny Boren. He was from Belton, Texas, which is down in central Texas by Waco. Johnny was a PRCA bull rider, and he was a local Belton businessman. He owned a car dealership down there, and he served as the first president of the Lone Star Circuit also when they put the circuit system in place all over the United States for rodeos. In the Texas Circuit, it's now known as Texas Circuit, but that's a little background on him. We currently have about 300, I think this is correct, 390 inductees since the first inductee class in 1975. The hall is dedicated to preserving the history and heritage of the Texas Rodeo Cowboy and Cowgirls of our state. For anybody listening, if you want to know more about it, we've got a great website. It's just texasrodeocowboy.com, and it'll be the first one that comes up. So we've got a lot of information on there. We've got all the past inductees that have been inducted into the hall on there. And ways to join the association if you'd like to. We'd be more than happy to have you. Doesn't matter where you live. You can still be a member and get mailings and have the ability to help vote for the cowboy and cowgirl of your choice to see if they will be inducted or not.
Well, and, you know, hi, this is Vicki. And, of course, what a great weekend it was there in Fort Worth and the River Ranch where the actual induction was hosted on Saturday is a great location. But talking about, you know, all of the inductees and the actual Hall of Fame, listeners, is in the Coliseum there at Cowtown. And it really, to take a stroll through there is just like stepping back in time. And, of course, nothing makes Becky and I happier than the stories behind the stories because that's what we are all about. But, Hud, one thing that I noticed this weekend is that, you know, sitting there and looking around the room at the River Ranch, you know, there were people in their 80s, their 90s. There were kids that were 8, 9, and 10 years old. So it's really a family thing. And there were some great honorees this year.
Absolutely. It is a family organization. That's what we try to focus on to get the younger generations accustomed to coming and seeing these older men and women that have retired from rodeo and getting their place in history in Texas and in the world. You know, It's really a good family event. We try to present it in a family way where everybody doesn't lose, you know, where even the children don't lose interest in it. We have, of course, you saw the videos on all the inductees. They do. Jeff Metters, who I'm sure most of your listening audience is familiar with, that does the NFR broadcast every year with Butch Knowles, is our MC, and he puts all of these videos together. Very knowledgeable man, if you hadn't met him. Very, very nice, very kind gentleman. So he really helps us out a lot by doing this. So
I was just going to say, I was really surprised when you said there's been 390 inductees since 1975. And I'm just really intrigued by the fact that, you know, it's all about the history and the heritage. And I'm just curious, you know, before we go into commercial break, to you, what is it about the heritage that you feel is so important that we make sure that we're passing that on to future generations?
Well, rodeo's been around a long time. There's a lot of states that say they're the cowboy capital of the world and they're this and they're that, whatever. But as far back as it started, Texas, as far as I know, and I may be wrong, but we had the first organized rodeo. We argue with Prescott, Arizona all the time about it. But supposedly it started in Pecos, Texas. So that's what I'm staying with. But we try to we want to save all of this history and background and everything on all of these contestants that are in the hall to preserve that Western heritage. It's a way of life for us and has been since I was born. So we just try to recognize and get the history built up and the whole background on all of these people so people will know in generations to come, you know, that this is what it was about.
Yep. And Vicki, what were you going to ask?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, I was going to mention, you know, here in Texas and the Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame is so different because of their criteria. And I think it's a great criteria for bringing nominees in and new inductees because, you know, Texas is a huge state and so much of our Western heritage is here within, you know, within the borders of the state of Texas. But one thing I wanted to ask HUD about, and that was, HUD, how many years have you been actually, has the Hall of Fame been in the Fort Worth area in the Cowtown Coliseum?
This hall was originally, like I said, started by Johnny Boren down in Belton, Texas. And they had it in the Expo Center there. Well, at that time, they had all of the past inductees showcase their plaques in these roll-around cases. Well, they would roll them out when they had a rodeo or when they had some event in there, the Western-oriented event, and then they would roll them back to a locked room. Well, people would drive, you know, hundreds of miles down there to see their people that were in the hall, maybe some of their uncles or aunts or brothers or sisters or whatever. Well, they'd drive all the way down there, and the building would be locked. And Johnny Boren, when he started this organization, like I said, it was in 75, about the time the circuit system got started. He was serving as the president of the circuit system, and I was secretary treasurer at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me then, he said, if anything ever happened, when I pass away, he said, if this thing isn't doing good in Belton or they're not supporting it or whatever, he said, I'm putting it on you to try to move this hall to where you think it should be, where people will see it and people will come through and see the pictures and the history of rodeo. And I kind of felt obligated to Johnny to keep that going for him. And when it got to that place in time that they didn't really open that to the public, then we moved it.
Mm-hmm.
So we just went down there and told them we were bringing those cases up for Day of the Cowboy, that we would pay for a moving van to come move it, and then we'd send them back. And they said that was fine. Well, they got them up here, but we kind of forgot to send them back because we moved them. I had a double deal done with Hub Baker, who's a coordinator at the old Coliseum. And he said, sure, we'd love to have it. So we moved them up here. And this has been now, Vicki, I want to say in July it'll be 6 years it's been up here.
Well, you know what, Hud, something to be very proud of. What an impressive display, and what a way to honor, you know, all the cowboys and cowgirls that have gone before us, and the trailblazers, and specialty acts, and so many other things that the Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame does honor. And I know we're getting close to break, Becky, so I'll let you take us into that. But when we come back, let's talk about this year's honorees and the special awards that were given out.
Okay.
Yes, we'll bring that up just as soon as we get back from our station identification and commercial break. So stay with us. We'll have more with Mike Hudson and my co-host, Vicki Christensen-Shields. We'll be right back.
ForRadio.com.
All of us here at Trust Rio Silver are proud to offer a complete award lineup. From saddles, tack, and all in between, Trust Rios is your one-stop shop. Give the shop a call today to discuss your association award needs with one of our family design staff. And don't forget to shop online with us for that special gift. Our new online store features beautiful jewelry, tees, caps, and much more. Proud to be part of Sheep Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrustRioSilver.com.
In today's busy world, it's nice to know that help is just a moment away. Andrea at Rodeo Spot Marketing is your one-stop shop. Full-service web and graphic design service, along with photo projects, printing services, marketing, and promotional. Let their staff take the stress off you and put a smile on your face. Always creative, always competitive priced, always working for you. That's Rodeo Spot Marketing. Find them at RodeoSpot.com. Tell Andrea the CB Cowgirls sent you.
Travel back in time to a new generation. Hi, this is Tamara with 4Radio.com at Tamara's Table. Join us on April 20th at 4 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, where we'll be sharing with a very special guest. We'll see you there.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice, Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at manupcrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
4Radio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen-Mapston, and I'm joined tonight with my co-host, Vicki Christensen-O'Shields, and we are visiting with Mr. Mike Hudson, president of the Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame, and just recapping the fun event that happened up there this last weekend in Fort Worth. Did a little bit of history and background on the hall, and, you know, I want to take the second half of the show and talk about this year's induction, but before we do, I did have one question that I wanted to ask you before the break, Mike, and that is, what you were talking about the requirements to be part of the inductee class if you wanted, you know, if someone was going to be nominated or so forth, that they had to be a Texas resident for 12 years. Why 12 years? I don't know why. Just that seems like such a you know, you hear 10 or 15 or 20. What made you guys decide on 12?
You know, I really can't answer that, Becky. That was in place when I took over as president, and the presidents before me, and I guess in their bylaws when they drew up the, you know, everything that they had to go by, that they just picked the number 12. Why, I can't give you that information, but it's worked well for us, so I don't have any complaints about that.
Awesome. I just thought I'd ask that. That's kind of just a random odd number. So, and folks, just so you all know, my internet's down, so I don't even get to look up some of the fun facts and some of the fun pictures that have been going on that we've been looking at and passing around on Facebook. So I'm heavily relying on Mike and Aunt Vicki to really give us a lowdown and fill us in on all the inductees. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Aunt Vicki.
Okay, Becky, thank you. Well, Hud, let's talk about the different, like, you know, you have the empty saddles, the trailblazers, you have a special recognition. Please fill in our listeners on the different categories that a cowboy or cowgirl can be nominated for.
Sure. We have several categories. We try not to leave anybody out. We even have animals on here, whether it be rough stock event animals, timed event animals. Well, this year we recognized an old bullfighter, named Ralph Fisher. He's from down around Houston, and he used to do all of our college rodeos, and he had Oscar the Bullfighting Buzzard and even brought him to the induction. So you
I
never
love
can tell
that story.
What's going to show up at our inductions, I can tell you. But we try to recognize everybody. The first category that went in this year we call Empty Saddles. It's in, to induct the people who have passed on that weren't here when they got nominated or whatever. This year we recognized a steer tripper named Colby J. Goodwin. He was in college when he was in a car accident and got killed, and I think he would have won the world, you know, had he not had his life taken from him. But he was a really good steer roper. We also recognized Tommy Lucia. And I'm sure most of you have been to pro rodeos and seen Tommy Lucia that had the dog that the monkey rode. He was at several rodeos all across the United States. But he had passed away. Also a gentleman named Roy L. Richardson and a man named Tom Taylor. So we recognized them in the empty saddles category. Then we went to Trailblazers, who are some of the older contestants that maybe have fell through the cracks that we knew should be recognized, and their family submitted forms on them to be considered to go on the ballot. And I'll explain a little bit about that in a minute. The population or the members of the Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame are the ones that vote on these people. We don't have anything to do with it. It's elected by the members.
The members.
Right. A man named Jim Calvert and a gentleman named Red Doyle. Jim Calvert was a timed event cowboy. Red Doyle rode bulls. This year in the Western Heritage, we inducted Benny Binion in there for that, and I'm sure most of the listening audience is well aware of who Benny Binion was. If you're not, he owned the casino, the Horseshoe Casino in Las Vegas forever, and it was a really good all the cowboys. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, absolutely. But Hud, let our listeners know a little bit about Benny Binion's Texas connection, because that's fascinating.
Oh, yeah. Well, Benny was raised in Texas. He's from Texas, up in northeast Texas, and he hit about the time World War II was going on, and Benny was a very innovative businessman, I can put it that way. He started a lot of card games and dice games and stuff in Dallas, and you know, I think Benny did a little bit of everything, but he was around ranches and rodeos all of his life, and so that's the direction, that's really the support that he put out later in life, was to focus on rodeos, this and that. In fact, Benny is the main reason that the NFR moved from Oklahoma City to Las Vegas in, I think, 1985 is when it moved out there. But he was Texas born and bred, so...
A lot of people didn't know that Benny Binion was Texas born and bred, and what an influential part of rodeo history. I mean, he's responsible for so much. So it was definitely such a big honor to honor Benny and his family with the Western Heritage Award.
Yes, that's what we thought, and it just happened to be the same time that his granddaughter's husband got inducted, Clint Johnson, so world champion saddle bronc rider a couple, two or three times. I don't remember how many he won, but he was a heck of a bronc rider, and he was lucky enough to go in the same time. So Benny's daughter, who's Mindy's mother, who's married to Clint, was there, and his grandson was there, and he had a lot of family there. So I think it meant a lot to all of them.
Special time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I have a question. I want to know if you would, can you share with our listeners, what are some of the fun festivities that you guys do there? Is it a one-day event, two-day event? You know, share with our listeners a little bit about what they would expect if they were to come up to the induction.
Well, it's a two-day deal. We have it on, it started on Friday, April 7th, in the Coliseum, historic Fort Worth Stockyards, that was the home of the first indoor rodeo in the United States. The Coliseum was built in 1909, and it hosted the first indoor rodeo. So we're pretty proud of that. We had it in that building. That's where our museum is. And we had a mix and mingle hors d'oeuvres and drinks and stuff for people to visit from 3 till 6, wasn't it? I believe it was the correct time. All right, I had it wrong, and Vicky corrected me, that texted me and said, no, it starts at 3. So I thought it started at 4. Anyway, I'd have been late. But it's kind of a gathering where all inductees, past inductees, inductees of this year, are just people that love rodeo. You know, it didn't cost mm-hmm. anything to get in. You just come mix and mingle for a while. And then that night at the Cowtown Rodeo, which they have every Friday and Saturday night of the year, 365 days, except for if Christmas and New Year's falls on the weekend, then they don't have one. The rest of on Thanksgiving, excuse me, three nights a year is the only time they don't have a rodeo. So
wow,
we mix and mingled in there for a while. Then that night at the rodeo, they provided a big wagon, and we got all the inductees in the wagon, and they drove it around the arena and announced their names and stuff to all the packed house that was there to watch the rodeo. So that was kind of special for the inductees, you know, to go out in the wagon and be driven around the arena and wave at the crowd and talk mm-hmm. to people afterwards or whatever. So that's basically what Friday entails. Saturday was the induction. It started at 9:30 Saturday morning, and then we went through all the categories, showed the videos of everything that the inductees had done, whether it was rough stock events or timed events or trick riding or clowning or whatever their category may be. But and that started, like I said, at 9:30, and we were out there by 2:30, Vicki?
I think so,
like
Hood. I mean,
we provide lunch, ticket. Yeah. When they buy the ticket, it also includes their lunch. Mm-hmm. And so that's our biggest campaign for the year as far as raising money. We're a 501c3 corporation, so that's about all we have to rely on is what these proceeds from that. And we have a live and a silent auction. And we also have on Thursday, we had a golf tournament that did really well for us. So I mean,
golf tournament has grown. Yeah, I mean the golf tournament has grown so much; it's so successful. The silent auction, the live auction, you know, it was a wonderful time, and it truly was a great induction, but a rodeo reunion. And, you know, I want to make mention that, you know, if you need any further information, please go to TexasRodeoCowboy.com because they work hard all year long to preserve our rodeo heritage. And they are taking nominations for 2018 induction right now through June 30th. So if you have anyone in mind that you think needs to be included in the Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame, by all means, send in a nomination so you can get their name on the ballot.
Right. Yes. And like I say, there's a list. If you don't know if they're in or not, if they're from Texas, we've got the whole every one of the inductees are on the website. So you can just scroll through there
Wonderful.
And read. If their name's not on there, they haven't been inducted. And that's the thing about it. A lot of people don't know that they go, why ain't so-and-so in there? Why ain't this guy? Well, nobody's nominated him. You know, that's the first step. You have to be a member. You have to join and become a member to nominate. And it's like $35 mm-hmm. a year. Yeah, a couple $50. There, you get two votes.
There you go. Well, very economical. It makes sense to help preserve the sport of rodeo in the state of Texas. And, again, if you are looking to find them, you can find them on Facebook. And then, HUD, it's www.texasrodeocowboy.com. Is that correct?
That's correct. And we do have a Facebook page, too. And can join it, you know, just to watch and everything, just become a member on the Facebook, but that doesn't count toward being able to vote for anybody.
Right.
So
you need to join the vote.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So for $25, you know, stick your $25. Heck, you can spend that in a week in coffee. So help preserve history and become a member and cast your vote and get some nominees in there. But that is all the time that we have for this week's broadcast. I want to say thank you to Mike for joining us tonight, and I really appreciate that, and I appreciate you sharing your heart and your passion and everything that you do to preserve the heritage and the history of rodeo, especially there in Texas. And Aunt Vicki, I'm going to turn it over to you to close it out. We will see you next week, and I hope that everybody has a blessed Easter, and we will be back with you next Monday.
Thank you, Becky. Hud, thank you so much. A personal note, thank you so much for all you've done as president of the Texas Rodeo Cowboys Hall of Fame. I know so many great volunteers and just a great board. Everyone works together to preserve our history, and it's greatly appreciated. Right now, we're going to turn it over to another Texas cowgirl, and that would be the very lovely Crystal Lyons, and we're going to close out with a little cowgirl logic. Good night, everyone. God bless, and thank you for listening in.
The lines and colts are so funny when they're just being introduced to the bit. They turn their head this way and that all the while, wallering their tongue around all over as if they had a piece of taffy stuck in the roof of their mouth that they're trying to dislodge. It's an intrusion into their personal life, this piece of cold metal in their mouth connected to hands that have a will outside their own. Well, I have a friend who comes up with spicy phrases that express things well. Spitting the bit is one phrase he uses for a situation where, like, someone bolts from responsibility, like quitting their job when their family is depending on them, or leaving a marriage and a family to run off with someone else, etc., etc. He or she spit the bit, he says. Well, that says it pretty well. Spit the bit. Coming to a place in your life where you just want what you want. I've seen many people spit the bit over the years, but one thing I can honestly say, I've never seen anyone who spits the bit ever live a truly happy and fulfilled life. Spitting the bit is selfishness taking over, and selfish people are never happy. While we're learning to walk with God through life, I'm sure we often look just like a colt trying to dislodge that bit that is invading our will. We have a huge advantage over that colt, though. Whereas the person holding the reins over him may or may not be a good master, the one who desires to hold the reins in our life is always totally and completely good. I can trust him to guide me to good. Even if I'm going through a hard place now, it will turn out for my good if I just won't spit the bit. This is Crystal Lyons and Cowgirl Logic. For more, you can go to cowgirllogic.net.
Travel back in time to a new generation. Hi, this is Tamara with 4Radio.com at Tamara's Table. Join us on April 20th at 4 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, where we'll be sharing with a very special guest. We'll see you there.
4Radio.com.